We use this sentence pattern to talk about strengths, abilities, talents, and skills. The sentence pattern is subject plus be verb plus good at plus noun. For example, she is good at math. He is good at art. They are good at baseball. Mark is good at everything. Tina is good at computer programming. We can also use gerunds. The sentence pattern is subject plus be verb plus good at plus gerund. So for example, she is good at skating. We are good at working together. He is good at debating. Stacy and Jane are good at designing clothes. They are good at cooking Italian food. We can add adverbs before good to add more feeling and detail. For example, I am very good at drawing. She's pretty good at jiu-jitsu. They're kind of good at negotiating. Paula is extremely good at bowling. Ben is unbelievably good at persuading other people. We can make a negative sentence by using not good at. For example, he is not good at baseball. She isn't good at cooking. I'm not good at giving presentations. If we use the expression not great at, then this means that we are okay at doing something. Our skill level is average. For example, I'm not great at singing, but I am okay. She is not great at expressing her feelings. We are not great at working together. Here are some bonus tips and points. Number one, we can replace the word good with any similar word. For example, she is excellent at persuading others. He is great at golf. They are amazing at dancing. She is fantastic at dealing with angry customers. He is skilled at giving presentations. She is wonderful at dealing with children. Number two, we can also use the word okay or not bad at to show an average skill or ability. For example, she is okay at singing. I am okay at dancing. They are not bad at writing. He is not bad at English. Number three, here are some examples of questions. Are you good at painting? Are you good at boxing? Is he good at his job? Is she good at public speaking? Are they good at working with others? What are you good at? How are you so good at English?